Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Mind power is more than just thinking something. It is the leverage that has to do with your self-esteem. It has to do with your productivity. It has to do with appreciation of life. And my guest today, Gail Casper, has put together a book that I think is really outstanding, because if you know of anyone that is going through challenges and they're in their pity pot or they think they're stuck, this woman's publication, and maybe it's you, maybe you're going through it, this one's, woman's publication, Unstoppable, Six Easy Steps to Achieve Your Goals, is not a magic wand, but it's real, clear suggestions and thinking that she herself has employed. I'd like to welcome to the Donna Sebo Show, Gail Casper. Gail, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, Donna, I'm so thrilled to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Gail, your book, and I told you this just before we went on the air, is so clear, it is so easy for anyone to read and absorb and empower an individual to start moving forward in their life. We have a situation that's going on today that in many ways I think is healthy, as disruptive as it is, whether it's politics, whether it's the economy. It's sort of a wake-up call saying, who's going to rise up above the circumstances we're in? This isn't the first time it's affected the United States or other parts of the world, and it's not going to be the last. What are we going to do with it? And that's what I think your book addresses with a clarity. Gail, what in the world made you decide you were going to take the time to put this down in black and white? Why was this important for you? You're a successful woman. You've been an advice columnist. You're doing all kinds of things. Why bother with this? Why do you even take the time to speak about this to people?
Well, Anna, I did my business because I care about people, helping them achieve, you know, their goals in their lives. And it really comes back to me with being personally with yourself, you know, being at peace with who you are. It's never about making instant money and reaching your life just financially. Actually, we want to be secure financially.
Hi, this is Gail. I hate to interrupt you. We're having problems with your phone line, so our engineer is going to call you back. For those of you listening, just stay with us because we're taking and recalling Gail because something is interfering on her telephone line. And as soon as we have her back, because she's not coming through very clearly, we are going to bring her right back on.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm sorry we had that interruption. There was something going on with the phone. So, Gail, I'm delighted to have you back. Let me go back to the question that I asked you before we had this technical challenge with the phone. Why is this so important for you to share with other people? You're successful. You're a busy woman. Why did you want to put this book together?
Well, first of all, I was not always successful. I started my business from nothing in a one-bedroom apartment with no money and no clients. There were times when I would drive to see clients that I'd sleep in my car. So I was not always in this position. I got started in this business because I believed in people. The systematic attitude development technique, which is what Unstoppable entails, is about how to keep yourself moving forward in the face of challenges, how to be logical versus emotional. So really, you know, in delivering a message to people, your goal is to reach as many people as you possibly can, and that's one of the reasons that I developed the book, is because I believe that everyone should have the tools to be able to overcome circumstance, and that's where it started.
Now, you, in your book, you bring in a little bit of fiction along with the reality of the knowledge that you want to share with people that you yourself acquired. And there are three characters. You have Mariella, mm-hmm. you have Jack, and you have Mabel. These three characters encompass many different personality types that anyone as a counselor or as a teacher will encounter. But let's talk about each one of them and how you put them together and why you selected their stories.
Sure. Who would you like to start with?
How about Mariella?
Yeah, Mariella. It's interesting because when I looked at all three characters, first of all, I thought about actual situations that I've been involved with in my coaching. So they're all based on real life situations, challenges, and people. All of their personalities are true to life, even though I put them into a fictional basis. And Mariella is the, you know, the individual that was so encompassed by a relationship for many years, and then it broke up and really lost herself in that relationship. And when she lost herself in the relationship because of the breakup, she didn't know how to get her life back. Reality is she gave so much to the relationship that she lost touch with who she was. And she started to develop bad habits, and, you know, she's smoking, and she's not eating right, and she's gaining weight. So really, you know, she fell further and further into that whirlpool to the point that, you know, she started to blame life. You know, she wasn't moving forward with her career. She wasn't going after promotion opportunities. She just stopped working on herself. So
Mabel.
From there, naturally, she needed a plan.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Mabel.
Mabel, yes. Mabel, strong personality, has a lot to offer, but never really took the step outside to pursue a goal of having her own business. So she was just stunted in her job. You know, she, you know, didn't want to really take risks. You know, she even felt like certain things were corny or weird when they were talking about strength. So, but she lived in this little world that was working, but she wasn't quite where she wanted to be. And then finally, Jack. You
yes.
know, he, in a long-term job, a lot of people can relate to that today, had been working for years for an organization, and there were cutbacks, and he was one of the ones that was cut back. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he could have been an individual like Mariella that just went into a hole because of that, but he didn't. At least initially, he tried to do everything he can to get back into his career, back into the workforce, you know, but he only was operating by what he knew to be true. So he had certain skills, like he knew to, you know, reply to ads in the newspaper or online to get a job, but he was limited in terms of what he knew how to do to get a job. So with reference to Jack, he needed additional skills to really get him to the place that he wanted to be.
With these three individuals, one word was brought out, and that's accountability. And I find it so fascinating that in a few generations back, that was something that was just out there. You had to be accountable. In today's world, we see a lack of accountability and being personally responsible, not encouraged. And that's one of the primary posts.
It is very important, and I emphasize that in the book. But when you say there used to be accountability, give me an example of what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm talking about, and I guess it's because of people that I've interacted with older generations, there was, and I'm not saying it was 100% across the board, but it was like in the, let's say, the people that came up through the Depression, there was an attitude, you have to go out and do things. The people that I've known through my lifetime, and I've literally interacted with thousands, those of that generation often said, you had to take care of what needed to be taken care of. Times were tough. It wasn't easy. So often there was a sense of community that could be worked with. A lot of the times there wasn't. And people said, I have to do it. You have to be willing to work. Times were very tough. And no matter who I talk to, if they go through situations like that, and they're of that, what do I want to say, that understanding that they have to do what is necessary to get things done. And that can really happen with any generation. But so often I'm encountering comments from people that are dealing with youngsters. They're saying, we're not holding them accountable. We're making excuses for them. We're whitewashing things. People must be accountable. And that's something that's coming up politically, business-wise. This is stuff that's really hitting the fan, which I think is good. And it's what do we need to do to change that? And I think that this is very importantly addressed in your book on a personal level for individuals, but that's where it starts.
And it does, and I think, Donna, you raised a great point that years ago, when it came to accountability, first off, people were limited in terms of what was accessible to them. You know, they didn't have cars way back when to get from point A to point B. You know, they were riding horses or carriages to get to where they needed to go. And if they needed to earn an income, you know, they were finding ways to sell crops or develop other opportunities. So in a way, you know, our forefathers really created entrepreneurship. They determined that, you know, this is, we've got to get out there, we've got to make money, we've got to take care of our families, and this is how we're going to go about doing it. And they created ideas from what they had and what was available with the limited technology that was there for them. And today, there is so much available. Life has become so much easier and much more convenient and simple, and we have access to all the tools that we need in life. That, you know, as we see those younger generations, some of them don't know or understand the value of what hard work is. And some of that does come from the parents. I mean, I've had situations where parents are calling the workplace saying that, you know, my son or daughter can't make it in today, and they're justifying why their child can't come into work versus the individual that should be calling, which is the student or you know, the Y generationer that should be calling up saying this is my reason for not coming in or just showing up for work, which is the accountable thing to do. So we need to do a good job of holding our kids accountable and training them and teaching them that the accountability factor in terms of who they are is going to make them more resilient in life if they're following that path.
I agree. With your SAT, your SAT system that you have developed, which I think is very down-to-earth. It's very, very concise. I really like it. You bring in these three individuals in your parable, in your book, and they are coming in for coaching. And, of course, the coach is the one that holds you accountable. It's just like someone that's out preparing for the Olympics. No excuses. You show up for practice. This is what you do. You must be accountable. If you want to be among the best, you are accountable. This is what you have to do. A lot of people fall by the wayside, too hard, whatever. And that's what a coach does, and that's what you're presenting here, is the fact that sometimes you have to reach out for help. Sometimes you have to interact with someone that's going to say, okay, rose-colored glasses coming off. This is you. It starts with you. This is where we begin. And I really like how you bring that into play, and you take the word family and use it in an application that I liked. Explain that.
And I do think, you know, it's so, you mentioned the accountability portion of it. That's critical. Taking sad tea and applying it to our lives, important. When we look at family, I talk about this steel family. So in other words, who are the people that are in your life? And each one of those letters stands for something. The F is for a friend. The A is for an associate. The M is for a mentor. The I is an instructor. The L is a loved one. And then finally, they all circle around the Y, which is you. But we can have lots of people in our lives, and certainly when we go through tough times, they can make us feel good and be loyal to who we are. But are the people in your family, by that acronym, are they causing you to stretch outside of your comfort zone in a positive way? So are they a good influence? And if you don't have somebody, like a friend, for example, the F for friend, if you don't have someone that's that positive influence, perhaps living the life that you want to live or in a good relationship or whatever your goals are, if you don't have that person, it's to get out and find those people that can be that influence for you. And in essence, they're all mentors, you know, people that we look up to on some level. They're living the life we want to live. They're making positive choices. It doesn't mean that they're making the most money, but they're on a good track, and they're someone that we can learn from and move in their direction.
I agree. That brings up two words that you like to use, the steel team.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about this team, because it's this team, it complements what you've just said.
Exactly. The steel team is all part of the family, which is what we just talked about. And the steel team are the people that, yes, you can go to in tough times, but yes, they're also going to be there to stretch you. And yes, they're going to help you stay on the right track, and they're going to be honest with you about the choices and decisions that you make. So no matter what, these people are a support to you, and they just continue to propel you forward. That's what the steel team does. And really, when you think about the word steel team, I think about those words, it's something that nobody can break through, because if they're surrounding you, they're keeping you strong.
Mm-hmm. Very true. The company you keep does make a difference. And one of the things I would like to say that had a tremendous influence on me were many, many people I never had the privilege of knowing, but I learned about them through the library. I would go in when I didn't have money. I would read materials, and I found the voices of successful people were there in print, and I could hear them. And when you are able to listen to audio tapes, or you're mm-hmm. able to watch biographies or movies about individuals who have gone through tough times, you realize this is not an uncommon human condition, and we grow through what we experience, and every one of us is going to have our own particular story to tell. But by golly, you can't stay in the pity pot, otherwise you become totally mindless, absolutely
right.
Mindless.
And the other part of that is what you were talking about, Donna. You know, you're reading books and you're learning from others and you're listening to audio programs. And life is a process of continuous learning. And those that think that they're already there and they're done are the ones that will find that they're later feeling stunted in life, or they feel unsettled or unhappy in some way. You're never there. I mean, look at fitness in itself. I mean, I'm also a certified fitness trainer. But you never stop working out. You, it's not like, okay, well, I worked out today, I'm done. It's you are working out a few times a week, and you're doing it for the rest of your life to stay strong and healthy and to feel good about who you are. So it's as similar to fitness is our mind. We have to constantly be feeding it and stretching ourselves and looking at things from a different perspective. And we're limited by what we know. So anytime we're in a spot where, geez, something challenging is going on, or there's a difficult time going on, and we try to work it out ourselves, if you have not figured out how to work it out right away, you've got to seek outside input. because that outside input will guide you in a new direction, will open your mind to new thoughts, to creativity. So you never stop learning. It's got to be a constant process. When you stop learning, you stop building who you are.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, there was a woman I met in my local post office, and I'll just share this quickly. I learned that her mother is turning 100 years old today. 100
oh my God.
Years old. This woman is not in a wheelchair. This woman is actively involved in her community. This is a woman that has passion for life. She's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And too many times people buy into images that after a certain age, you don't bother with things. You go and play Parcheesi or something. And I just go, excuse me, life is for living. I don't care if you're 120. What are you doing to make life valuable to you? And I like your attitude of not settling for mediocrity.
Yeah.
Not settling for mediocrity, for really reaching for something that maybe you consider impossible. And that's okay if you aren't able to reach it exactly, maybe as you perceive it, but you may have an offshoot that takes you into a direction that is going to enrich your life in ways that you never even imagined.
And the thing is, Donna, I mean, how many failures have I had along the way? And I talk about a lot of those things in my autobiography, Another Day Without a Cage. But no matter what the failure, there was something learned from that. And it was almost, I hate to use a ceiling, because that's often referred to as a glass ceiling. But
right.
Anytime you're pushing up or pushing out on your life, you're growing in a way that makes you different. So no, you may not get the outcome that you want. You may not win the way you want to win or see the success you want to see. But you're pushing out on your life in a way that changes who you are or makes you more confident or more settled with who you are. Because we don't want to look back on our lives and say, I wish I would have. Or, geez, I wish I would have accomplished, wish I would have did. And why didn't you? That's the big question. We should go through life and have tried or have done. Whether we accomplish it or not, we will have accomplished something within ourselves.
And that brings a point. I'm going to quote from your book. Whatever your results, you will not be answering to others in the end. You will be answering only to you. And I think that that is something that people need to recognize, that many times their agitation, they might try to blame other people for circumstances or whatever. And that may be the case. You know, if somebody declares war and slaughters everybody around you, that's not something you went out and actively sought. But
right.
What are you going to do with what you've got? What are you going to do that is going to enable you to move forward? What are you going to be able to do to bring out the best, not just of yourself, but to be an example so that other people can look at you and go, I think I want some of that. How do I get it?
And
that's what your book does.
Yeah, and the thing is, Donna, I mean, and I face my own circumstance where somebody handled something that's not handled the way that it should have been handled. And, you know, to me, it's about doing the right thing. It's about being the leader. And to those people that are behaving the way that they are, you're never going to convince them of anything different. But you do have to respond in a way that you can be at peace with yourself because you know what you need to do. And if that's, you know, involves some form of leadership on your end, whatever steps that is, then you have to take it. But there is a right and a wrong. And too often in life, I see people pushing their values aside to be able to get by. You have to be able to live by your values because you've lost your foundation if you don't have values. You've lost it all. There's nothing there. The one thing that we can always go back to is who we are and that we're making the right choices for ourselves and for others.
You use two words, extraordinary normal.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that, and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, the extraordinary normal. It's a new word now, right? And it's a combination of extraordinary and normal. But so it's living above the normal. It's reaching that level that you want to reach that, again, pushes up and gets you to strive to do and be more. It's a level that you don't even really think that's possible, but when you are reaching and you're developing yourself and you're working toward continuous improvement, And you're staying on track through the crises. You're seeing them as logical versus emotional, because the emotion isn't going to get you anywhere. The logical steps will help you reach a conclusion and also continue to move forward. But it's that level that you just don't even think is possible. It's pushing up and pushing out.
Your points in the first step, you say internal and external influences. And this is significant because many times we have had experiences that could really be bad. And they get etched into our subconscious tape player. That's what I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this endless loop of repetition that can contribute to fear, that can sabotage us so easily. And one of the exercises that you encourage people to do is to really look at past experiences, to go back as far as you possibly can, that have had an impact on your life. And don't look at them and just wallow in this and say, oh, it's because Aunt Mabel put a piece of strawberry shortcake on my plate and I'm allergic to it, that my whole dietary pattern is wacko. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do really with it, but it's recognizing that if something had a negative impact on you, how can you take and change that? How do you shift? And that's something in the first step that you say, an attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
until they become aware of the negative, they can't be aware of why their actions are the way they are.
And everything has an influence on us, and certainly we can go back to childhood and look at what didn't go right or what didn't work. What I really feel to be the basis of strength for any individual is to be able to say, those things happened, but what am I going to do different moving forward? Where the challenge comes into play is if we're not exercising outside input, whether that's a counselor, a therapist, or any outside positive influence that can put us into a place where we're thinking bigger and thinking more. Because if the only thing that we are focused on is what happened in the past and we haven't moved past it, then we're never going to grow to the level that we can grow. So we've really got to take a close look at ourselves and be willing to let go of those things. And sometimes the only way to do that is through an outside influence.
Yes, and that's where one of your steps that you have the six steps, which is part of it is a steel support team, building yourself up, developing resilience. And I really like this affirmation that you have in here, and I'm going to share it with my audience. I'm responsible for myself and my life. I can choose to change my life. I may have to sacrifice something to get what I want, but I do not want to be on the treadmill of life any longer. I will move forward. Those are very powerful words, and I think that, along with your plan, your SAT plan that you have put out, defining the action, and you have wonderful exercises in here, and step six, the last one is escaping crisis, immobilization. You cover so much. This book is a very easy read, but you're very direct and to the point. Your story about weathering the experience of bankruptcy, dealing with issues, finding that you had choices and options, all of the growth that you went through in a particular portion of your life. This is not only inspiring, but it's real. And I think that your book, Unstoppable, Six Easy Steps to Achieve Your Goals, is significant. Gail, I know we're just about out of time, and you have a website, Gail Casper. com, and Gail is G-A-I-L, Casper is K-A-S-P-E-R.com. What are they going to find on your website when they go there?
Yeah, thank you so much, Donna, for saying that. GailCasper.com is everything from my speaking engagements and speaking opportunities to the community work that I do, whether it's with the troops or students or even with animals. I have a house resolution in place, House Resolution 220, for National Animal Rescue Day, and I always encourage people to contact their congressman and ask them to support that resolution. And it also has access to my books. So my books, my information, there's a place that they can ask me a question if they'd like to send me an email because they're having a specific issue. But I certainly encourage every type of interaction that they can find. And it'll also take everybody to my Facebook page as well as Twitter, and I encourage people to like me and follow me because I continue to share tips every day regarding personal development and some of those tips from my book as well.
Gail Casper, her book, Unstoppable, 6 Easy Steps to Achieve Your Goal. It's so important that you invest in yourself. Whether it's a book, a DVD, an audiobook, I don't care what it is. You must understand, as she said earlier, your mind is a muscle, just like the muscles you use in your body, and you need to exercise it. You're never going to know it all, and aren't you grateful for that? Reach out for life. This is your opportunity. You're living it. Make it as rich as you possibly can. And her book, Unstoppable, 6 Easy Steps to Achieve Your Goals, you'll find out more about it at GailCasper.com. Gail, thank you for being my guest today. It's been a pleasure having you. And keep up the good work. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007, Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Awaken to Love, Gifts from Spirit. For those of you in Washington State, an incredible event is happening on September 15th at 6 p.m. at the Roosevelt Hotel in Seattle. This is a fundraiser for the Ascension Foundation's healing and educational programs. Guest speaker Dr. Pat Basile leads the program. You'll be able to experience messages from loved ones with Monty Burgess and watch internationally renowned apport medium Michael Shane demonstrate his amazing skills of materializing objects. This and much more, including a silent auction and wine tasting, you'll be able to enjoy. Tickets are $75 per person. To pre-register or for more details, contact 800-508-6437 or email info@michaelshane.com. This is a one-of-a-kind event you won't want to miss. Donna Sebo here. Telephone number to call in if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. For those that you might, well, you might be a first-time listener, all you need to do is give me your first name or your initial, and then I always like to know where you're calling from. Let me tell you what I perceive, and you're welcome then to ask me about anything that you like. So again, 888-627-6008. I wanted to share a little bit of history about ball lightning. I don't know how many of you listening are in the Florida area, but when I was growing up, my father went to Miami to look for work. He had lost his positioning in California, which is where I was born and raised, and he went to that area to see what he could find. And the common occurrence every day were thunderstorms in the afternoon. You knew at 3 o'clock in the afternoon they were going to come through. You'd have a deluge, then it'd be gone. Just part of the tropical environment, I should say. Well, I remember we had rented a place to live in while my dad was doing his job search. And when the storms would come in, you had been warned by anybody that had lived in Florida for a long time, when those storms come in, you don't touch anything. Seemed like almost every day in the newspaper, people were getting electrocuted. They'd touch their television or something when the storm was going on, and that's what would happen. They weren't paying attention. So this one day, a storm hit, and I remember my mother and I sitting down. We just absolutely stopped everything we were doing because the lightning was just flashing like crazy. So we stopped everything we were doing, and we sat down in the living room, making sure we stayed away from touching anything of metal that could transmit the electrical energy. And in front of us came a ball of lightning. And that ball stayed in front of us for a good deal of time, and then all of a sudden just went poof, and it was gone. And I think it happened a couple of times. So we understood that there was energy going on. Well, this is nothing new. Let's go back to the 1700s, September the 2nd, 1786. There was a hurricane in England, and there was a big fiery ball of light that remained visible for over 40 minutes. 1800s, 1876. Two women that were walking on a cliff in Ringstead Bay, England, saw peach-sized spheres of light fill the sky while lightning was flashing all around them. And the notation was that the number of glowing globes fluctuated between 20 and thousands, and they were drifting around, going up and down, up and down, up and down. This happened while this electrical activity was going on for over an hour. Move forward into the 1900s, 1936, again in England, London specifically, there was a small ball of lightning that fell into a 4-gallon container of water, and the water started boiling. 20 minutes after that ball of light disappeared, that water was still scalding hot. Now, that's something that's an anomaly. Usually, water doesn't stay hot after you have removed the heat from it for that long. It just doesn't do it. Now, in England, again, and this is in Cheltenham, England, in 1961, there was a Mrs. Will, and she felt like something was watching her. She turned around, and she saw a fireball in the room. She ran up the stairs while the globe chased her, and it would move past her, but it was following her. And she went into a bedroom. This electrical ball flew out of the window and then exploded outside of the window. Scottish Seaside, 1968, a woman by the name of Elizabeth Radcliffe saw a greenish ball of light travel across her path, and it was changing color as it was going by. And from a cafe window, a cook, whose name was Evelyn Murdoch, was watching people panicking when an intense hissing, very loud sound, exploded into a flash of light, and a light bulb, an electrical bulb, entered the restaurant she was working in. She was cooking on a cast iron stove. That stove, when that energy came into the restaurant, split from end to end. All of the customers seated in the restaurant, including a man that had a wooden leg, ran outside. while the people were exiting, one of those electrical balls hit one of the women leaving the restaurant, danced away, that's how it was described, just like it was sort of dancing, and there was a trail behind this ball of light that looked like a ribbon of copper. 1977, ball lightning the size of a bus. Wrap your mind about that one. Seen over Dyfed, Wales by a Coast Guard. And in 1984, Alan Wheatson of Kensham was arguing with his wife and yelled, "May God strike me down if I'm wrong," just before he was thrown across the room by a lightning bolt. Boy, be careful what you say, right? And then, last but not least, a golfer in Lancashire was uninjured after being hit by lightning in 1991, but the false teeth he was wearing shattered in his mouth. Fascinating stories. What happened? What's going on here? Why does it have the persona it's got? Who knows? Fascinating stories. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-627-6008. I'm going to be sharing a story with you about how a homeless young woman ended up going to Harvard. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And I want to, before I do anything else, I want to mention tomorrow we're going to be talking with Ashley Rooney about today's historic interiors. We'll be discussing architecture and design. And then we will on Friday be talking with Robert Rose, Abuses of Power in Education. And I think you'll find him a very interesting man. Why? Because this is a man who has a passion for teaching. And he has been extraordinarily successful as a teacher, and yet he sees the changes that we need to make. Stop and think about it. I think we've been rated number 37 in the world for our students' proficiency in education and learning. That wasn't the way it was years ago. What has caused the change? Why is it in the mess that it's in today? The children are bright, believe me. I know that. I'll never forget when I was out doing storytelling with children, because I've authored a children's book and I've got some new ones coming out. But I remember having three-year-olds sitting in front of me. I was holding conversations with three-year-olds. And you go, is that normal? Yes, actually, it is. And I'm encountering children frequently who, because of what they have been exposed to, they're very articulate, if their parents have been reading to them. These kids are really sharp. So the aspect of teaching has changed quite a bit, but some things are basic and never go away. So we'll be talking about that. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Telephone number 888-627-6008. I have a quote here by R. David Thomas, and I really like it. He said, "America is the greatest country in the world. You can be anything you want to be within the laws of God and man. You can make your dreams come true if you work hard, stay focused on your goal, and give back to the community that supports you." And that, to me, is so important. Being born and raised in the United States, I feel that I have been a very fortunate woman. When you have an interest in history, and you begin to really become aware of what the rest of the world has gone through, what had to happen in the United States to create the environment of what we determine as freedom of choice, opportunity for entrepreneurship, which my guest brought out well. This is something that is really quite rare. And when you have the opportunity to talk with people as I have, and to do interviews with people as I have, that have come from Russia, India, Africa, Australia, just about every part of this planet, South America, Mexico, doesn't make any difference. The concept of the American dream is a very real one, but it is something where the rights of freedom, the right of choice, has to be earned. And something that has caused me a little bit of anxiousness is when I hear young women talking about what they think they should be entitled to, young men too, and they have no idea of the history that has gone before them that has enabled them to enjoy the rights and privileges that they feel that they're entitled to today. A lot of sacrifice went before. A lot of suffering. Also, an awesome amount of hard work. And I encourage any of you to really look at the history of other countries. I was watching a documentary. I go to the library. I'll pick up documentaries. And just on the history of China, I find people are often of the mindset, and it's just like, well, this is what it is, and this blah, blah, blah. They make comments. They have no idea about the history of the people of any country. They haven't done the research. Don't be one of those. Be open to learning about other cultures, other situations, and then recognize that your responsibility as a citizen of this free country is just that, responsibility and accountability. And we need to hold other people to that positioning as well, not just for ourselves, but we need to be a walking demonstration of that. Makes all the difference in the world. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I want to mention, again, this wonderful event for those of you that are in the state of Washington that's happening this coming Saturday on September the 15th at 6 p.m. at the Roosevelt Hotel in Seattle. This being a fundraiser for the Ascension Foundation's Healing and Educational Program, it is very significant. You're going to have a guest speaker, Dr. Pat Vasile. And you're going to also, if you've never had the opportunity to get readings from anyone, you're going to have the opportunity to get them from Monty Burgess, and you are also going to be able to see Michael Shane do something that's a very rare skill, and that is materializing items.
And I've watched Michael. I've seen this happen, and I think it would really be quite an experience for you. Now, they're going to have a silent auction. They're also going to have wine tasting that you'll be able to enjoy. The tickets are $75 per person, and if you want to pre-register or need more details, call this 800 number, toll-free 800-508-6437. That's 800-508-6437. Check it out. This is a very open event, and it's one that I think you will really enjoy. This coming Saturday, September the 15th at 6 p.m. at the Roosevelt Hotel in Seattle. Check out also their email. You can contact info@michaelshane.com. Well, I told you I wanted to share a story with you today about a young woman. Her name is Dawn. We all come into life, and it seems as if there are those individuals that come into life experiences that whenever we hear their story, it'll touch our hearts and our mind. And I feel that it should be inspirational, and Dawn's story definitely is that. Now, Dawn is in Raleigh, North Carolina. She is almost 20 years old. Now, at the age of 17, Dawn was really feeling like her life was just in total chaos. She had been chosen to attend a six-week summer program for gifted high school students. She made friends. The people that she was able to interact with just loved her. Everybody there was intellectually right on par, these really hardworking students. However, with the summer program, Dawn was not experiencing what other kids were on a personal level, where the kids had parents that were picking them up, they were going home. She didn't have that. Dawn's life was not too pretty on the personal level. Her parents had abandoned her when she was quite young. She was living in a homeless shelter. Her grandmother was in a homeless shelter. And she just said to herself, where do I go from here? Now, can you imagine that? You are just in a situation, you just don't know, where do you go from here? And by the way, this can happen at any age. Now, everything seemed to be against her. Both of her parents were hardcore drug addicts, and they had dumped her at a grandmother's house, which was in horrible condition, and her grandmother was, for all intents and purposes, a total flop. Garbage was all over the floor. Dawn wasn't able to do very much about even keeping her clothes clean. And she had to wear clothes that she didn't even like. Well, she had an attitude. And she said, I need a good education if I want a better life. And she would say this to herself over and over and over and over again. Her grandmother was evicted out of her home. She was always hungry. She had no money for school supplies or clothes. Yet Dawn was a top-notch student. And her mother comes back into her life. Well, she was just distressed, absolutely distressed. She said, please, to her mother, please don't mess up my life. I have so many good things going for me. Don't mess things up. No water in the house. She had to fill a jug at a park and take it home. Electricity, because bills weren't paid, might be on, might be off. Well, one day she approached the principal of her school, and she said, I want to know where I can get some candles. Well, the principal just looked at her. Candles? Why would this intelligent young girl want candles? She said to him, after watching his face and his perplexed look, she explained to him, I need to study for my exams. I need candles because we don't have lights. Now, this was a dilemma. If the school reported this young girl to Dawn, to the social services department, she would have been put into foster care. Now, the school she was in really was very supportive of her. So this is what occurred. The principal, when he became totally aware of what was going on in Don's life, and to that point he had had no idea, now she's in high school, he talked to members of the school faculty. He said, she is one of our finest students. We want her to graduate from this high school. If she is moved, she won't have that opportunity. She's going to be thrown into situations and environments over which she will have no control. What can we do? We have to help her, and we have to take care of the kids that are coming to school here. Well, all of the faculty that became aware of this said, okay, we know how hard she works. We know how good a student she is. What can we do? This is what they did. They took up a collection to pay her utility bill. They offered to drive her to and from school. And one of the teachers, Ethan, offered to get her a wardrobe. She went from homeless to Harvard because someone said, try for it. Put in an application. She is going to be admitted to Harvard College class of 2016. Everyone cheered when they found out the news. She's on a full scholarship today. She's living at the school. She's involved in science. And this is what she says to people. No matter what happens in life, you should never give up on hope. I'm proof of that. This is Donna Siebel. I know we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Be unstoppable. No matter who you are, no matter what circumstances you're going through, be in the moment. Understand that those challenges are there because you have a chance to overcome them. You're not limited. Be unstoppable. Reach for your dreams. Donna Siebel here. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a wonderful day or evening wherever you are. Know that you're the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.